Coming up,
why Microsoft and Google are still in the smartphone business, and how one beer giant is trying to keep its sales from going flat.
Your Money Matters has you covered all week long. Money Beat Monday, Stock Talk Tuesday, Wealth Wednesday, Heard on the Street Thursday, and Financial Free-for-All Friday. Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Ambition comes with earbuds. Now, Heard on the Street.
Hello, and welcome to Heard on the Street, the podcast. We are the Wall Street Journal's home for commentary on all things financial all over the world. Reporting from New York this week, I'm Miriam Gottfried, joined by my colleague Spencer Jacob. Hi, Spencer. How's it going?
It's going great. I'm looking forward to today's show.
Me too. Today, we'll be talking about the travails of big beer as AB InBev tries to woo SAB Miller. But first, we have our colleague Dan Gallagher on the line from San Francisco to discuss smartphones. Dan, Microsoft announced its latest Windows smartphone on Tuesday, and that was just a week after Google launched two new Nexus phones. Given the dominance of Apple and Samsung on the smartphone market, why do these guys even bother making hardware?
Well, it's an interesting point because, you know, neither company, I think, really envisions that it's going to be a market share leader in phones. But they have different reasons for doing this the way they're doing. In the case of Google, you know, it's Google doesn't necessarily make these phones. It contracts out with a different manufacturer each year to make phones that feature what's called stock Android. And this is Android that doesn't have any kind of additional stuff that phone manufacturers or carriers sometimes throw onto it. People that buy these phones, they're called Nexus. The primary reason is because they want that stock Android on there. So that's the main selling point of those. Microsoft is more in the position of nobody else is really making Windows phones at volume, so that drove them into this kind of big and not terribly wise acquisition of Nokia in order to essentially guarantee that there was going to be a maker of phones. So Microsoft is actually now in the phone making business, and it kind of needs to stay there at least for now if it's going to have any supply of phones carrying Windows.
Now, Dan, Microsoft also debuted a new Surface tablet. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how it's doing in the market, the shrinking market for tablets?
Well, tablet market isn't really shrinking. What it's doing is that it's not growing the way people thought it was. You know, Apple still sells, you know, millions of iPads every year. What Microsoft found is that after a couple tries, they found that there's this niche of kind of a professional, you know, business type user that wants a tablet designed as that really is designed to kind of be a laptop replacement. If you look at the Surface, it's big, it's heavier than some of these light iPads. It has a stylus and it's really geared for that business user. And when they put this out first, a lot of people laughed at it. They thought, oh, you know, that's silly. Nobody's going to really want that. And actually, it's done really well. In the Microsoft's last fiscal year, sales of the Surface were up about, I think, 68%.
Going back to the smartphone, why hasn't Microsoft sort of realized that they haven't found a niche in the smartphone business and kind of abandoned that and maybe started making software for other people's smartphones, you know, because a huge part of Microsoft's business is software, correct?
Yeah, and they're doing that too. They're kind of hedging their bets all around the smartphones because I think they realize that they really missed that one. So, you know, part of their strategy is exactly that. They're trying to get their applications on, you know, on all devices of all platforms, on Google, on Android, on Apple. You've seen a lot more. It's funny when you know the history of Microsoft and Apple that over the last year, there's actually been a lot more collaboration between these two companies on that. But, you know, current Microsoft management is kind of stuck with smartphones right now. One, because, you know, the outgoing CEO pushed through this purchase of Nokia that gave them this phone business that they have to deal with. And, you know, I don't think they can really can afford right now to not have at least some kind of presence in phones.
Dan, I mean, Microsoft has been so dominant in the desktop, in the computers that we have on our desks or in laptops. Do they run a risk, I mean, just briefly, of being left behind if they can't make it work with phones?
When you look at the market share of smartphones and tablets against you know, PC desktops and everything, you know, Windows is still very dominant in PCs, and that's what a lot of people still work on. But, you know, where they lose the position notion is that, you know, when people walk away from their desk at work and are, you know, taking their phones or tablets or wherever else, Microsoft is losing that presence. So in a way, Windows is a lot less dominant than it used to be, in big part because they really did miss out on the on being major in smartphones. And so, and I think that's why you've seen, you know, they restructured how they're going to the company is doing less emphasis on Windows. It's still important for them. It's still very profitable. It's kind of their key platform. But, you know, again, the Microsoft of the future, they're trying to make it so, you know, they'll also sell software that'll work on a lot of other platforms, not just on Windows. So they're trying to make their future that it's not totally Windows dependent, but they don't, okay. That doesn't happen overnight, okay. And it's still major.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fascinating. Thank you very much, Dan.
We're going to have to end it there. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Heard on the Street. Be sure to check out our full Heard on the Street podcast at wsj.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Tune out all that busy commuting noise and tune in to the sound of success.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.